Good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. But I'm lost right now on this whole load management battle against the NBA and TV. This is nuts. The league just fined the Clippers.
The league is almost powerless here. TNT is powerless. ESPN is powerless. The inmates are running the asylum. The players are basically running this league right now. And everybody's sort of helpless and trying to run around and adjust to what they're doing. But what they're doing doesn't make any sense. You know, you just played some great sound there from Doris Burke. She said it's mind-boggling that Kawhi wouldn't want to play the reigning MVP, you know, but it would rather play Portland the next game. It doesn't make any sense. Can you imagine Magic turning down a chance to play Larry Legend or Michael turning down a chance to play, you know, one of his big rivals? It wouldn't happen.
No, but things have changed, too. There's more, you know, science and thought put into this. And, you know, it's a copycat league. All leagues are copycat leagues. And last year it worked for the Raptors. It seems like in the past the Spurs and the Warriors kind of laid the groundwork on getting guys rest. So that's what teams want to do. Now, you mentioned that ESPN and TNT are helpless. Are they? Because to me, they're griping about this maybe paid off, because this fine seems to be a complete reversal of course from the NBA. Now, they just fined the Clippers $50,000 for not playing Kawhi last night.
Trust me, they're helpless.
Okay.
They agreed to pay $2.6 billion a year to the NBA to televise that game. And if the NBA says that Kawhi doesn't have to play, you know what I mean, if Kawhi wants to take the rest of the season off, there's nothing they can do about it. I mean, they can get on TV and moan and groan, but there's nothing they can do.
So let's stick with some TV stories here. I saw you retweeted a tweet from someone talking about a good number, pretty solid numbers for Monday Night Football with the Cowboys and the Giants. Have you heard some behind-the-scenes grumbling from ESPN? Because a lot of their games they get are just crap. The ratings haven't been great. I kind of feel like, as someone who's out on Monday nights, because we've done parties forever on Monday nights, that Monday night is now getting the short end of the straw from a scheduling standpoint. I can't imagine ESPN is happy with the games they're getting.
You know what's really interesting? That was so true, I would say, two or three years ago. But they're actually improved under new ESPN president Jimmy Pitaro. The schedule is improved. I mean, I think that Lions-Packers game was pretty good. They had the Cowboys this week. And don't forget, last season, they had Rams-Chiefs, which was arguably the single best game of the entire 2018 season. So I think the idea that, you know, ESPN and Monday Night Football getting the crappiest games, I don't think it's as bad as it was two or three years ago. I mean, you guys are in Vegas. I totally believe that one of the reasons John Gruden left ESPN two or three years ago to go back to the NFL was because he couldn't stand calling these dog games. But the games have improved. And, you know, the real question is what's going to happen next. I think at the next contract, ESPN is going to try to get Monday Night Football either moved to ABC so you get additional viewers, or they're going to go after one of the big packages on Sunday from either NBC, Fox, or CBS.
Wow. All right, let's talk a little FS1 here. What exactly just happened the last 5 days with Chris Carter? You know, rising star, the former NFL player, was a part of their programming, a part of one of their morning shows. He's now done.
Yeah, he's out. From what we understand, he was escorted out by security after cleaning out his office. When I heard, it started with his frustration over being passed over for Thursday Night Football. Now, you got to remember the situation here in New York. Thursday Night Football, the pregame show that, you know, we're going to watch tonight with Michael Strahan, it's literally filmed underneath his office in New York. I mean, the guy could take an elevator down to the set. So instead, Fox flies in Tony Gonzalez from L.A. and then Reggie Bush from L.A., and they're drooling over Gronk, and, you know, this guy is out for lunch. So I heard that, you know, that was one of his frustrations. Did that lead to a blow-up? Could that have sparked something else? I don't know. That's what we've all been asking ourselves. And nobody has really come up with the definitive story yet.
And you think he has a case, right? You think he should have been in there instead of Reggie Bush and maybe Tony Gonzalez?
You know, I've said this on Twitter all week. You know what I mean? I don't know Carter. I just know him watching him on TV. I'm not his agent and not his PR rep. But the guy's a Hall of Famer, you know? And if he feels passed over, you know what I mean, for an NFL pregame show after already having been on, you know, Sunday NFL Countdown and Inside Sports, I think the guy's got a point.